The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Good to know the virus experts are back on the email.
Oh, good.
Some douchebag. Yeah. Says, well, masks don't do anything.
Because they already
have. Dr. Ed is a
infectious disease specialist.
Yeah, and that guy I just deleted is not.
No, most people are not.
And so that guy would be pissed at me if I had a mask on, I guess, because I wear those when I go to stores.
Because you care about other people?
Well, I'm not going to. If I say that, it comes off like, oh, they're going to say, oh,
yeah, you're better than the rest
and that,
of us.
This email was ridiculous, so I just I didn't answer the guy. I'm answering him now. But thank you for checking in, doctor. Oh, you're not a doctor. Right. But Dr. Ed Dominguez will join us, also comedian Greg Morton.
I don't claim to have a lot of black friends. I mean, I got Luke and I got Tony. They're my buddies. And I don't want to put them in a position where they have to speak for black people. But what I do have is any number of acquaintances, any number of Facebook friends that are black.
Oh, yeah, we have a ton. Yeah.
And there was a comment, I think on Friday, that really hit home, that really moved me. Lady mentioned when you saw the horrific video.
In the murder, you mean?
Of George Floyd being murdered.
Murdered.
How many of you saw yourself under that knee? Or your dad? Or your brother? Or your cousin? And I reflected on that, and you know what? I didn't think that for a second.
Yeah.
I didn't see my son in that position. I didn't see a friend in that position. And that is the definition. I don't like the term white privilege because I don't think I'm privileged. But
you grew up white, so you have some privilege. You
know? So I'm fortunate.
Yeah, you're fortunate.
That never crossed my mind. And the answer to her response from every black person was yes. Yes, I saw that. That's what immediately I saw.
I have three biracial nieces, and if you look at them, they all look African American. But none of them are boys. They're all obviously they're nieces. So I'm not saying I know any more. I just know that it's just family members to me. But one of my best friends, his grandkids, he's got three grandkids, but one is a 10-year-old boy. He's biracial. He looks nothing like my best friend because he's black. Not my best friend. His grandson is. That's his blood grandson. And he's got to deal with this. He's worried. I got another cousin of mine. His grandson is just graduated from high school. He's a black, biracial, but he's black. When you look at somebody, they're black, basically, in that situation.
Yeah.
And my cousin's as white as I am. So, I mean, there's a bunch of black people in my family now. And that doesn't make me any better because I think that before I had black people in my family, I always felt this way.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And it is true. They are in your family.
Yeah,
as you were saying
family.
This, it dawned on me. I have nieces and nephews.
Yes.
That are black.
Right.
And it doesn't dawn on me that they are.
I've had that.
You're absolutely right. When you went into that, it dawned on me. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Right. I've had that conversation because you don't think about it.
No,
I've had
I forgot.
I've had a conversation. My niece is, my sister's daughter is in her late 20s, and she works in Baltimore she works in the city. She helps prisoners. She's has a college degree. She's a smart kid, smart lady, I should say. And I've always just known her as my niece. But if she walks in here, you would say, if I was walking down the street with her, who's the old white guy and the young black girl? Because she's black.
Right.
And then you're right. I try to tell other family members, not my immediate family gets it, that, hey, if she was a boy, if she was a man, what would you, I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
They're in danger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're lucky enough to be able to forget, I guess.
Well, we do because they're just family.
Yeah.
It's just family.
Yeah, to you.
And before that, you know.
She's just your niece.
Yeah.
Right. Multiple record labels joining forces to participate in Blackout Tuesday. Atlantic Records, Interscope Records, Capitol Music Group, Columbia Records, all closing their businesses on Tuesday in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement, June the 2nd. That is tomorrow.
Craig and I had this discussion off the air, Puss. We're not playing the Scorpions during that bit.
No, not during Blackout Tuesday.
No.
It doesn't count.
I know people were crying. Bush's head popped up out there.
Yeah. Most people are making donations to various groups to working to combat racial injustice. These music companies calling for a day to disconnect from work and reconnect with our community and an urgent step of action to provoke accountability and change.
Yeah. Hi, Nick.
Hello. Good morning.
How's your weekend?
Oh, it was great.
How's your pizza? We'll get into that later.
Oh, that did not go well.
I know it did not.
Didn't it?
I'll show you the picture. Craig's
it got fried. The bottom got completely fried, and the top was not done.
Did you have anything covering the top?
Yes.
Oh, you did try to put, I was going to say, to get some heat in there.
Yeah, there's the bottom of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's on our Facebook page.
Yeah, it did not go well.
Yeah.
Too bad you don't have any friends who are familiar with cooking over a campfire.
Have you ever cooked a pizza?
I have not.
Okay. Then don't say you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, still, I could do a better job than that.
I don't know.
that went south so fast.
It's a low bar. It's a low bar.
Yeah.
You don't realize how hot those campfires are.
Oh, yeah. It was really hot. Like, part of the problem.
you don't want to cook a pizza at 1,000 degrees of direct heat.
Yeah. There a couple of people on social media made the point of, like, having a stone. I think a stone would have helped.
Okay,
And I'm going to wrap the whole thing in. I might go calzone next time.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
good
I can
idea.
Flip it. Because people are like, oh, flip it. But you can't flip a pizza because the cheese will go everywhere.
Okay.
Right.
Try a campfire calzone. Yeah. I like that.
Or, like, part of the problem, too, is that the dough was like half pre-baked.
Right.
So that didn't help.
Or maybe just throw it in the oven.
I'm kind of determined to figure this out.
No, we're bored. No. We're bored, man.
I can't go anywhere. What am I
gonna do? Hey. He's got time to screw this up and do it again.
He doesn't have a gig till November. He can actually perfect this before that. You know?
Take advantage.
It's a lot of Friday nights over the fire.
To experiment
trying to
a little
cook
bit.
A pizza.
Yeah, so did you ever get a pizza on Friday?
My wife just cooked them in the oven.
Yeah, because that would suck to want a pizza and then not have it. You can't eat it. Right?
Yeah, see, that's what I was worried about. Is like that if that's the only crust you had at home, and then you burned it. Now, okay, we're having hot dogs.
Yeah, there's a reliable gas station right up the street from our house that sells good pizza. So that was the backup plan. We're like, if this goes south, which it did very quickly, we could just grab that.
If you want to see Nick and his petrified pizza, it's on our Facebook page.
One of my favorite things from the social media was the people who blamed Craig.
Why? Why did they blame Craig?
They just said, I blame Craig. A couple people. Yeah. They're like, I blame Craig. And I'm like, yeah, I think I might too.
Who can blame you?
Yeah.
Don't give up, though. Try it again.
Oh, I'm not giving up.
Get a hold of me. I got a few tips.
Well, you're going to try calzone.
You had the tip of you're like, hey, just don't put it over the open flames. And I'm like, I thought that was brilliant. Like, perfect. Of course, because I was just going to throw it on.
Yeah.
Throw it on top of that. But it it was a disaster.
All right. No, you want to move the hot coals to the outside, and you want to let them burn down a little more. And then put the pizza in the middle where there is no hot coals.
Over the indirect heat?
And you'll get indirect heat that way.
I'm going to have to cook a smaller pizza.
He's never cooked a pizza there, though.
No, I haven't.
Still.
All right.
I'm going to wrap it in foil no matter what.
Yeah. But I think some working knowledge on this, though.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
I have cooked food over a campfire before, never a pizza, but I'm sure many of the rules of food apply to pizza.
Well, one of the comments on this comment section here, Nick, is from a buddy of ours who actually used to run a pizza joint.
Oh, yes. Okay.
He says if you need help to call him. I'll give you his number. You should call him. Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Does his shop have the wood-fired ovens?
I don't know. He got out of that business a while ago.
Yeah. He ran pizza shops for years.
But he made some damn good pizzas when he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, covered it, too. I took the cover from the charcoal grill and just put that over the fire, and it didn't make a difference.
All right.
Well, it might have, but not enough.
Oh, it probably helped.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car.
That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We do have a death to report.
All right.
Bob Kulick.
Oh, yeah. He was Bruce Kulick's brother. Bruce. Actually, Bob played guitar in a couple of Kiss albums, too.
He played on a few.
Yeah.
Cause of death, not been made public. No one had him in the Deadpool.
We knew Bruce. Bruce was with the Kiss. He took makeup off, and he had makeup off for a while there. He was actually
Bob was never an official member of Kiss, but appeared on several tracks. He played guitar on songs on The Alive 2, Unmasked, Killers, and Creatures of the Night albums. He was auditioning to be the lead guitarist back in 72, but he got beat out.
By Ace.
Yeah. But the band still asked him to record in the studio with him on a few of their projects. His brother, Bruce,
was in Kiss.
Joined Kiss as the lead guitarist after Mark St. John quit the band.
Yeah, he was in Kiss before they put makeup back on. Bruce is the one that had to leave the band when they put makeup back on in 96.
Bob.
Wouldn't that suck?
I know.
You're in Kiss, and then they're like, here, we're putting the makeup back
and
on. You're out. Like, that'd be the coolest part, putting on the makeup. And
why are you out? Why was he out when they put makeup on?
Because they all came back together. The 96 tour featured the original
that's
guys.
That's right, they did. I'd forgotten
Bruce
about that.
Bruce was in the studio with us years ago. Him and John Corabi, who was with, this is years ago, but Motley.
Right.
They formed a band called Union, I think it was called. And they were in the studio with us years ago. Bruce was a really real nice. Remember that?
I recall that.
Corabi and Bruce Curley were in the studio.
I thought maybe he got kicked out because the makeup didn't fit.
No, because they brought everybody back. Remember, Bruce is actually there in the Kiss Unplugged. Remember, they brought Kiss Unplugged, and they brought the other guys up. Bruce is in that. He's in Kiss.
And he had to know. He's like, there goes my job.
There goes my job. Yeah. Right.
Oh, great, Ace is here.
Bob also played guitar for Lou Reed, Michael Bolton, Wasp.
Michael Bolton.
How did
he played in Meatloaf's touring band?
How did
he's
die?
Also known yet to be confirmed.
Was it COVID? He was 70.
They're still they haven't mentioned it as of a day or two ago.
All right.
Bob was also known for co-writing the SpongeBob SquarePants song "Sweet Victory."
Don't know it.
I'm not familiar.
Nor am I, and I didn't look into it either.
Yeah.
That's not the theme song, is it?
No, the theme song.
The theme song is very catchy,
and the theme song would make you some money if you co-wrote that. But.
Right. This may have been, this could have been in a movie or something.
Yeah, okay.
I just don't know.
Yeah, there's no mention of a pineapple in that song. There is a theme song.
Yeah, there is.
He lives in a pineapple.
Under the sea.
Under the sea, yeah.
Nobody had him then, right?
No.
Okay.
We did mention that there was going to be what they referred to as a blackout tomorrow.
Wins white out.
Well, that'll be the first email we get.
There is also a blackout that is apparently going on July 7th. And that is a different kind of blackout. July 7th is a protest calling on people of color to not spend any money that day. So... I haven't seen that gaining a whole lot of traction as of yet. Yeah. We'll see if that gains more traction later on.
I'll keep reporting on that.
Yeah.
Keep reporting on that, Mr. Evans.
We will look into that.
I'm all for not spending any money for a day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait till that day. July
You'd have 7th. To plan ahead, though, so you can make sure you have food in your house
right,
and everything.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, so the money's going
to
be spent.
You just can't spend it that day.
Your wife's not on the Amazon app is what you have to worry about that day.
Yeah.
Because that's technically spending money.
Yeah. Do I have to cancel my DirecTV? Because technically you're spending money.
No, you're not paying a bill that day.
Yeah, don't pay your bills that day.
You have to cut off the power because technically you're spending money there.
Well, that's you're getting way too technical. Just don't use any cash that day at all.
Don't write any checks. Don't hand anybody any cash.
Right. That's right.
Okay. I'd like that. I'd like more days like that.
That'd be great.
Doesn't happen a lot, though.
You know, I bitch, and then I get on Amazon and buy $100 worth of camping gear.
Yeah.
Well, you need that pole.
I wish I could buy a pole. I had to buy a whole new tent.
That's exciting.
Isn't it?
No, it's not. Not at all. Not at all, Nick. Don't suck up. You don't have to anymore. You've been here a long time.
Hey,
now.
It's better than the old tent, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
Monkeys are on the loose in India with the coronavirus.
Have they got the virus?
A troop of monkeys attacked a medical official, stole some blood samples of positive COVID-19 patients, and then escaped. One of the monkeys later found in a tree chewing on the blood samples.
Whoa.
This sounds almost premeditated.
Yeah. Residents say they fear it will lead to a spike of the coronavirus cases in the area. Others say...
Chew them blood samples.
Yeah. Others say, don't let the monkeys breathe on you.
I never like to. I try to keep a monkey breathing on me all the time.
And how often would that happen?
Right.
You're close enough, a monkey's just like breathing down your neck.
Well, They were close enough to steal your COVID.
Yeah. I hate when I leave all the COVID laying around and a monkey comes up and swipes it.
Yeah, they just swiped it from this dude.
That is a common problem.
So, monkey-proof your COVID samples, if you have any.
Yeah.
I think they would anticipate something like that.
Well, don't store them in the same room. Yeah. You know, don't put the monkeys and the blood samples in the same place.
That's a good point, too.
Common sense.
I don't think they were in a room at the time.
Just common sense.
Does the monkey have the disease now?
Well, they can't find it. They're wild monkeys.
He just took off. He's rogue.
Yeah. Right. You can't track them down and test them.
And you can't leave them a message. They all show up and get tested.
Right. Hey, can you be here Tuesday at 8?
There's a monkey tent. They're all standing in line.
They just won't do it.
6 feet apart.
Yeah. And they kind of all look the same.
Yeah. Not to each other, though.
To us, they do. Yeah. To humans.
Yes.
You may remember Thomas Middleditch.
Yeah, he's from
Silicon Valley star and cell phone pitch man.
Yeah, the guy that was
not
in
Cone.
The guy that likes has an open marriage or actually likes threesomes.
He doesn't anymore.
They bring a girl in. How come?
Well, they're broken up now.
Well, we didn't think that would work. Remember that?
He does not have an open marriage any longer.
He had a little hot wife too, man. He was saying
Molly Gates.
Yeah. He told her originally that he likes other women all the time. The way this is going to work is we're going to have another woman all the time, right?
Well she said, I can't do this. Yeah, and she said, all right, what can we do?
Okay.
We'll give it a try. And apparently she didn't like it.
Yeah, he and his wife, Molly, have separated, filing for divorce after more than 4 years of marriage. He said that she's apparently a costume designer. He said that they were active swingers back in an interview with Playboy in September of 2019.
Yeah, I remember that.
He said that swinging had saved their marriage because they both have varied sexual preferences. He says that they had different speeds. They argue over it constantly, but it's better than feeling unheard and alone.
Another open relationship down the drain.
And that was when he said, and he told us then, and we have forgotten, even though we've been told more than once and not just by him, he explained that it's called being part of the lifestyle.
Yeah, that's right.
Not swinging.
Now, we've had people tell us that.
Right, and we keep forgetting. Keep forgetting.
Lifestyle.
It's being called part of the lifestyle.
But it's called swinging if you type it in YouPorn. It's called swinging.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You can't put in amateur lifestyle.
No. They don't go, what the hell's that?
Amateur lifestyle.
Swinging.
At the time, they said they had rules for who and what they allowed in the bedroom and were always on the same page. I imagine those rules got broken.
Amateur swinging is usually two guys with guts and they're half-decent-looking MILFs.
Yeah?
Somebody told me that.
You're being generous with the MILFs.
Oh, some of them. You're right. Yeah. But I'm not. They're always, all the guys always have a little bit of gut.
He said at the time that the two of them had created their own rules, and compared to most of the people that they've met who do that kind of thing, their rules were strict.
What were their rules?
They didn't necessarily say.
No elaboration.
She never got to have another guy, right?
She was part of it.
Yeah, but it was always just another girl, right?
Yeah, I don't know the terms.
There's no one that has not been stated one way or the other.
Okay.
I think swinging would imply that there was, because if they're just like having threesomes, then they'd probably just say that.
Yeah, it's part of the lifestyle.
You get to bang another guy, I get to bang another chick, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, see you later.
I shouldn't say that when I'm looking at you, Nick. That was weird. That was really weird, man.
But I got you paid.
He does have the family history.
But the terms of their arrangement were not fully disclosed.
That's the reason.
I'd be curious to find out what the terms of an open relationship are.
I think that varies from relationship to relationship.
Individual to individual, I'm
sure
it does.
Let's get TJ Miller drunk. He'll tell us.
Or couple to couple.
Oh, yeah, he does know.
He might know.
He does know, Thomas.
Yeah, they're both.
They had rules, and there's no specifics here, but once again, they had rules for who and what they allowed into the bedroom.
And what?
Yeah, I would like specifics on that.
Well, the actions taken.
Yeah.
No COVID monkeys.
I'm sure that you can easily. There's all sorts of form contracts, I'm sure, that you can find on the interwebs.
Oh, yeah.
For this sorts of thing to help people negotiate and navigate these difficult waters.
We'll take that. Yeah. Lifestyle guy, people usually get hold of.
So you're thinking that, Nick. This is a legally binding agreement?
Well, not legally, but.
It's just a
one finger, two fingers,
way
write it down,
for
write it down.
People to start talking about what they're going to allow and what they're not going to allow.
Social contract, if
you will. Yeah, yeah. Contract is too harsh of a term. It's just a way to start bringing things up.
No, it's an agreement. Contract is not a harsh term.
You better not toss or sell it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Most of this is just boilerplate. It's a starting spot.
What are you doing?
Tossing a salad.
Yeah.
Oh, you're out. We told you no.
I thought you loved me.
You better close your face and get out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
Put that in the contract.
That's got to be on the list.
Put that in the contract.
No fisting. Ah, come on. Why are we even doing this?
I'm out.
Damn. Music playing. Damn it.
This ain't working.
Dr. Ed and Greg Morton later on. He used to do comedy. Not Doc Ed, but Doc's a pretty funny guy.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.